Deport them all. That's what some people say is the only response to illegal immigration. All right, if that's what you believe, then where do we get the money from to cover the cost of finding, apprehending, and deporting, well, latest estimate, around 13 million people? These same people are the ones who throw blanket statements out at undocumented immigrants, claiming that they're mostly violent criminals who are getting every government program benefit that exists. The reality, quite a bit different. Vast majority of undocumented immigrants came here for a better life. They're hardworking. They love America. The next guest is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives who has stepped forward with a realistic and very responsible solution to the illegal immigration issue. She presents ideas in two ways, actually. In the House, she introduced the Dignity Act of 2025, H.R. 4393, if you want to look it up. And she expands on her immigration solution and insight in her new book, Dignity, Not Citizenship, The Truth About Immigration No One Is Telling You. She is a Republican representative for Florida's 27th District. Representative Maria Elvira Salazar, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure to you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm pleased to bring your information, your ideas to as many people as possible, because it seems like, and you write about this in your book too, it's a historic headbutting that's been going on with immigration. What has been the, just a brief, what have been the common threads with the timeline? Why has so little been getting done as the problem continues to have grown since the Reagan administration?
Well, the reason the problem here is that since the Reagan administration, we've had a problem with not having the border secured. And by not having the border secured, then you had all these people who were gaming the system and who had were claiming a political asylum. And in reality, many of them that did not qualify. And then now we are in this situation where you have millions of undocumented people who do not have a criminal record, They are needed in construction, hospitality, agricultural, dairy farms. And then what are we going to do with them? Which is my eternal question. What are we going to do with those people who have been here for more than 5 years, who have families, American children, people who are part of our society and do not have a criminal record and they do not belong to any gang organizations? It's impossible to deport them all. So let's do what's Solomonic. Let's give them dignity, no citizenship, make them pay for their crimes, and let them stay in the country helping the economy.
We've seen that when Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office, obviously, as it was in his first term, immigration was a big issue, and the promise was to deport the worst of the worst. And I think we all can agree with that. That might be an actual bipartisan issue right there.
Yep.
It has been working out that way, at least by the visual. I don't know about...
No, it has not. And that's the big problem, that we're taking everybody. We're taking the bad hombres and we're taking the good hombres. We're taking the people who are here helping the economy. And that's why we have the labor shortage that we have at this hour. That's why we have the problems that we're having at this hour when it comes to the economy, having the roofers and the manufacturers and the farmers not having enough workers to do the job. That's all I'm saying. Let them stay. Let them pay for their crime. Let them no federal programs, no right to vote, no right to any type of federal programs, but then at the same time, let them stay have friends.
Let's think about that for a second, because, again, like I said back in the introduction, a lot of people who are critical of illegal immigration, saying that, again, the total misinformation that they're getting federal programs, these are people who are paying into the Medicare, the Medicaid system, the Social Security system. They're not getting any of those benefits.
If you
take them out of the situation, what's that going to do to the financial stability of those programs, which are already shaky to begin with?
Look, some are and some are not. We're talking about millions and millions of people.
Sure.
Oh, that's some of them, of course. Yeah, I'm sure it's some of them. But I would say not the overwhelming majority of the illegals are in the federal system. They're not. Most of them are not. I'm sure some are, but it's not the big bulk. The big bulk is in construction, hospitality, and agricultural. and giving their labor every day in jobs that other Americans are not willing to do. So, yeah, get them off the rolls of the federal programs. No problem. We'll still need them. That's the problem. We still need them.
So let's get into the ideas of your program and the Dignity Act 2025, because I think if you had to put a key word to this, it would be compromise. Would that be fair?
No. What would be fair would be to... What would be fair would be just to bring them out of the shadows, period.
Sure.
Let them stay. Let them pay for their crime. Let them stay here, work some more, pay taxes. Let them just stay, period. And don't give them any right to citizenship. Don't give them any amnesty. Don't give them any federal programs. Make them pay $7,000 in fine plus another one percent of their salaries, and let them stay for 7 years and then apply for another 7 years. And we're going to generate trillions of dollars for the economy, trillions of dollars in the next 10 years. That's what I'm looking at. Besides national security, we will know who our neighbor is. On top of that, the border is secured. Let's codify border security in this. The Dignity Law has the border security component. So it's Solomonic. It's in the middle. It's not perfect, but it's the best we've had in the last 40 years. It can definitely garnish bipartisan support. I have 15 Dems, 15 Republicans supporting the Dignity Act.
All right.
And it's a major problem in the country. It's a number one, and is going to send the largest minority in the country a very big message welcoming them to the GOP and telling them that they have the same values that are entrenched in the Republican Party, which are God-fearing, law-abiding, tax-paying, family-oriented, church-goers. Bring them into the fold.
So Representative Maria Elvira Salazar, Republican, Florida 27th District, about her Dignity Act of 2025, which you can, if you want to look up the actual legislation, it is H.R. 4393. And, of course, her book, Dignity, Not Citizenship, The Truth About Immigration, No One Is Telling You. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. E-Verify. Talk about how that can be utilized.
Oh,
because
E-Verify, mandatory. Not voluntary like now.
Or, yeah, some states do, some states don't. It's got to, well, that's the other problem, too.
Come on.
Well, that's the other, the other problem, too. We've been putting the E-Verify onus on the illegal immigrants, and short of a rare exception, businesses who do illegal hiring, they've gotten away without any kind of penalties.
Of course. Specifically the business owners.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's been going on for years. This has been going on for years. Come on. You know, it's like it's time to put some order into this.
So how do you sell the idea then? Because as you point out, and this is, I think, one of the key points, you write that border security isn't immigration. They have a connection, but one doesn't equal the other. You can, and we already are in the process of strongly addressing, obviously, border security, but that doesn't address immigration.
And that's correct. One thing is border security. Another thing is immigration. Border security has been an issue that is part of immigration, but is not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
And it's also,
That's why we fixed border security with an executive order. We need to codify it into law.
Right, because executive orders can be erased just as fast as they've been written.
Of course. And then the next guy who's sitting at the White House can say, well, I don't like this policy, so... let me just open the borders, which is exactly what Biden did when Trump won left. And so people think, oh, yeah, the border security. Yeah, it is now. And then what about in 28? So let's put an end to the border issue and the caravans and all that BS. Let's just then seal the border forever and let's deal with the people who are here, who will not be deported because we don't have enough hands, enough agents. And let's give the mandate to ICE, to do what they do best, which is to catch the bad guys and concentrate on the bad guys, whether they're whether they are illegals or legals. It doesn't matter. Get them out. But leave the people who are on the fields and construction, hospitality, dairy, slaughterhouses, greenhouses, carnivals, healthcare, all those people who are definitely contributing to the economy. Leave them alone. Give them dignity, no citizenship, no amnesty. Let them pay for their crime. Post a big fine, big taxes. Let them stay. So everyone wins.
Well, it's just balancing the scale where illegal immigrant was avoiding certain responsibilities. You have a plan to help them equate everything and put everything back into some sort of balance. And we have to end the segment here, but this would only apply if you've been here before 2021. So what Representative Salazar is doing is she's creating a path to bring the problem to a slowing down, at least initially, if not a complete end, eventually through mandatory E-Verify and limiting the turning down the neon lights on the welcome mats that others before the current administration have ignited, I guess we'd say, and to bring just sensible compromise into the discussion as opposed to political headbutting, which has just prolonged and allowed the problem to fester and grow to the degree it has, as we see in the here and now. She writes about this in great detail and puts the human side into it, not just the political side, and dignity on citizenship. And look up the Dignity Act of 2025. It's H.R. 4393. Representative Maria Elvira Salazar, you have brought common sense to what has been a historically difficult, challenging issue. Yeah, and I hope you're going to wake a lot more than the 30 you have up to realize that there is a solution.
Thank you.
And
of course there is. Of course there is. It's just political willingness. It's just showing political willingness, believe you me. It's frustrating sometimes because I see the solution so easily accessible, and it's not perfect, but it's very Solomonic. And it's really very hard at this hour, but I do have hope that the GOP will wake up before the midterm elections.
Again, Dignity, Not Citizenship. Get the book because it will educate
you. And
I
have a book, on Amazon. You can go to Amazon, Dignity, Not Citizenship, the truth about immigration that no one is telling you.
Thank you, Representative, for being here.
My pleasure to you, and thank you for the opportunity. Big hugs. Bye-bye.